Continue our media availabilities for today. We're now joined by Alex Bowman, driver of the number 48 Chevrolet for Hendrick Motorsports. Alex is a Tucson native and our most recent winner at Las Vegas. We'll go ahead and open it up for questions. Please raise your hand and we will get a mic over to you. We'll start right there with John.
John the Field, the racing experts. Alex, I just want to ask you, you know, how was the car to drive last week at Las Vegas aero-wise compared to last year with the Gen 6?
I feel like we had a really good car in traffic. Like, we were able to make a lot of moves on restarts. Some other people kind of looked more vulnerable in traffic. So I think it's similar. You know, we're never going to completely unlearn all the aero stuff and the box that kind of puts you in dirty air. But, you know, I think it's similar or better in dirty air than the previous gen car.
We'll go right over here to the right.
Cooper Burns, BlazeRadioOnline.com. How would you describe the raciness on restarts of the next gen car? It seems like the restarts have been crazier than ever. And do you think it'll stay the same, the craziness in the restarts this weekend at Phoenix, or do you think it'll be a little more tamed down since we've seen some tire issues in the previous weeks?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting because I think the restarts are really racy for a high horsepower, low downforce package, but you look at like restarts on cooler days with the 550 package, they were really crazy all the time. So I would say similar there. Restarts here, you know, they're kind of notoriously crazy because of the dog leg and being able to shortcut that. And I'm not sure anybody's gone down there with the next gen car yet, just with how rigid the car is and how things happen when the car hits the ground. And saw some guys cut left rear tires going to the apron at California. And obviously the dog leg here is a much harsher transition than that. So let somebody else figure that out first, I guess, and see if it's raceable down there and go from there. But it's going to be interesting to kind of figure it all out.
Come down here to the middle to John.
John Haverland with the Circuit Journal. I got two questions for you. First, I saw a tweet yesterday. What happened getting into the track with a cup of coffee?
Yeah, they didn't want any outside food or beverages in. And I just was trying to live my life and drink some coffee. So I just went to a different gate and walked right in, so it was all good.
All right, and then second, obviously Kyle Busch said he was all, you know, said what he said, he was all frustrated, but I want to know for you, is it, like, important to dominate races, or does it really matter? Does it matter at all if you're just, you know, leading the last lap?
Yeah, I mean, you go home with a trophy either way, right? I think we've dominated races that we've lost, and that sucks. Here in 2016, a couple races at Charlotte that we've led a ton of laps and not won at the end. So I think, you know, for me, just collecting that trophy is really all that matters.
We'll go to Bob.
Bob Pockers, Fox Sports.
How early were you here? Did you get, like, lights?
No.
Were lights on?
It was
a really important thing last week. You had people really excited. It was great content.
You know, you only get lucky once.
Oh, okay.
I backed into that.
I got
that
lucky
tweet
seven
last
times
week.
So far, Bob.
So far, didn't back into it this one. Did you call Kyle or did Kyle call you? And I mean, did it matter at all that you guys had a conversation?
He texted me Monday night, and I don't think it really, like, I appreciate him texting me, but even if he, like, I don't think he needed to. Like, I understand why he was mad, and we all know Kyle, right? He's super passionate and fiery and gets lit up sometimes, and, you know, they lost the race, and he was mad about it, so I get that. But I do appreciate him texting me, and we've always raced each other with respect. He's one of the guys that I feel like I race better with than most. So appreciative of that. And we've never had any issues before. And I don't even think that was an issue. It was just an opportunity to make a t-shirt and raise some money for animals.
We'll go to the back to Nicholas and then up here to Cole.
Nicholas Hoda, Arizona PBS Cronkite News. I'm curious about your personal comfort level with driving these next-gen cars. How comfortable are you right now, and how has that improved over the last several weeks?
Definitely a work in progress. I feel like a lot of things have improved, and the teams have gotten the cars closer to make them more comfortable, but I feel like I've had to change my driving style quite a bit and kind of shift what I look for in the race car. So, you know, I used to try to live off the right rear tire and be really free every week, and these cars are really uncomfortable in that scenario. So just trying to figure out the balance that I need to look for to be better. When we tested here, I just got the car freer and freer and freer, and by the end of it was really uncomfortable and really slow. So just trying to go the right direction instead of the wrong direction like that. And I feel like everything's going to change so much over the course of the year, and the cars have already gotten way better to drive than like where we started for the first 5 minutes of practice at California. So it's going to be interesting to kind of watch the changes throughout the course of the year.
Come down here to Cole.
Hi, Alex. Cole Kusman at RS and Republic. You'll be using more brakes here than you did in the previous three races. Do you anticipate like an acclimation process to how that'll work, or any concerns? I know some guys had some leg numbness previous weeks.
Yeah, so I actually had a little bit of that in the duel at Daytona, and we kind of worked on my seat and stuff and tried to make it better. I've tested the car. I ran the wheel force test at Martinsville, ran the test here. Did some road course testing, so I feel like we're pretty acclimated to the brakes. They're definitely a lot different than the old car, and it's a learning process. There's been some things that haven't really added up to some brake issues that we've had and things like that. So trying to get everything squared away and make the right decisions on, you know, what parts and pieces you bring here. But I think we should be all good, and hopefully my legs keep the feeling in them throughout the course of the race tomorrow.
Are there any other questions for Alex? Over here to Taryn on the left.
Taryn Walk with NASCAR.com. How nice is it that you got that win out of the way before everyone figures out the next-gen cars?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's always good to get a win early in the season. Like you said, I think people are going to figure them out. They're going to get a lot different. So, glad that we were able to be on the front side of that and seem like our cars are really good right now. And I'm also excited because I feel like, you know, we have a lot of super smart people at Hendrick Motorsports, and our cars are only going to get better from here. So starting on the front side of it, I think, speeds up your development process for the rest of the year, and hopefully we just continue getting better.
Does this allow you to take more risks and figuring it out and, like, pushing the limit since you're locked in?
Yes and no. I think, you know, Greg and the guys do a really good job of calling strategy, and it definitely opens the door for some strategy calls. But at the same time, we want to do everything we can to be super consistent this year and perform week in and week out, and hopefully we can make that happen.
Any final questions for Alex? Alex, before you go, you've had a big week. You've got Ally and Best Friends on the car this weekend. Can you tell us a little bit about what you got going on with them?
Yeah, so we have Best Friends on the car, which is really cool. You know, last year we donated 1,000 for myself and 1,000 from Ally to a local shelter every week, which was a lot of fun. And then when we won a race, it went to 10,000. So we ended up raising like $160,000 last year for shelter animals. So that was really cool. This year we've stepped it up to $4,800 a week. For a shelter in every market, and then still when we win, it goes to 10,000. So spent the day yesterday at the barn house. That was really cool. Hung out with some animals that I've never been around before. Apparently, I have an irrational fear of feeding donkeys because I feel like they're going to bite my hand off. So that was pretty interesting. But fed some pigs, donkeys, there were a bunch of cats there, a couple dogs, which, you know, made it all worth it, and was really cool. So they're the shelter that we're working with this week, and hopefully we can bring home $10,000 for them tomorrow.
Awesome. Well, thank you, and good luck this weekend.
Thanks, guys.